Welcome to Daily in the Word.
Hi, this is Kerry Schmidt, Director of Striving Together Publications. If you're interested in biblically sound and practically relevant resources for spiritual growth, I invite you to visit strivingtogether.com. At Striving Together, we're laboring every day to produce books, curriculum, music, and local church resources that will encourage and equip believers to live their faith. From all over the globe, we're hearing stories every day of how God is changing lives through these resources. Striving Together is committed to conservative biblical doctrine and values, and we're committed to supporting local church ministry. Visit us today at strivingtogether.com or call toll-free 1-800-201-7748. Again, that's 1-800-201-7748.
Does your belief impact or affect your behavior? You know, the world is in desperate need for authentic Christians. Christians whose belief flows from the Word of God into their lifestyle. Next, on Daily in the Word, we rediscover authentic Christianity with Dr. Paul Chappell. The Christian life and the ways of Jesus Christ, the faith of God's Word, is dramatically, horribly misrepresented in today's culture. The secular world doesn't really get it. What they need to see is authentic Christianity lived out before them through your life and through mine. Welcome to Daily in the Word, the daily radio ministry and the teaching ministry of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and the president of West Coast Baptist College in the high desert of Southern California. It's a joy to minister to you every Monday through Friday via this program. And presently, we're studying what it means to be an authentic Christian. What does the authentic Christian life really look like? I hope you'll enjoy every step of this series. Before we join today's message, don't forget to visit us at dailyintheword.org. You'll find links to recent programs and also how to subscribe to the daily devotional and the daily podcast of Daily in the Word. And I hope you'll send a friend a link to listen to Dr. Chappell by way of this program. Our topic on today's study is the peace of an authentic Christian, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 20.
Salvation will put you at peace with God. Positionally, once someone accepts Christ, they're at peace with God. Their sins are forgiven. God sees their iniquities no more. The blood of Christ covers them. They're at peace with God. But you know, today, being at peace with God and having the peace of God in your heart are two totally different things. And many Christians today are at peace with God, but they are not experiencing the peace of God in their heart. Let's look over to the book of Philippians for a moment. Philippians chapter 4, as we consider this matter of having the peace of God. Philippians chapter 4, and beginning in verse number 5, it says, "Let your moderation be known unto all men." The word moderation means gentleness or calmness. "Let your moderation be known unto all men, the Lord is at hand." That phrase means that Jesus Christ's return is imminent. It could happen in a moment. That's why you and I can have peace in our hearts. But read on, verse 6. "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." How many of you have ever figured out that even Christians have bad days? How many of you have ever figured out that sometimes what people say regarding the Christian life being a bed of roses, that once in a while there's some thorns along the way? Someone told me a while back some ways to know that you're having a bad day. They said, you know you're having a bad day when you wake up face down on the pavement. That's a good indicator. Said, you know you're going to have a bad day when you call the suicide prevention hotline and they put you on hold. That's the sign you're having a bad day. You know you're having a bad day when you turn on the TV news and they're showing emergency escape routes from your city. You know you're having a bad day when your horn goes off accidentally and remains stuck as you follow a group of Hell's Angels down the freeway. That's the sign of a pretty bad day. Now, how can we set some priorities in our life so that even when the horn gets stuck, so that even when trials come, we can still know the peace of God? What are His priorities? And I want you to see them from the Scriptures this morning. First of all, if we will know the peace of God in our lives, we must pray biblically. We must pray biblically. Now, the Bible speaks of it in verse 6. Be careful for nothing. The word careful means to be full of care or full of worry. Be full of worry for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, let your requests be made known unto God with thanksgiving. The Bible says in Isaiah 26 and verse 3, Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. That is what prayer is all about. It is all about focusing on the Lord, realizing His infinite resources, and coming to Him with the burdens of our heart. Now, the Bible says that we're to come to Him, first of all, with what it says in verse 6, is prayer. Prayer. You know, one of my favorite songs as a boy growing up was a song, it's number 435 in your songbook this morning, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Boy, I like that song. And the words to the first verse simply say, What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Now, I want to say this morning that many times peace eludes us as Christians because we do not take things to the Lord in prayer. We must learn to pray biblically. Now then, not only does the Bible mention the word prayer, but the second word in this verse is the word supplication. The word supplication means to cry out to God for help. It means to ask Him for help. I notice that my children don't have much of a problem doing that with me at home. Dad, I need $5. Dad, I need $10. And we now have three teenagers at home. Some of you, would you move me up on your prayer list just a notch? Boy, I'm telling you what, they're not embarrassed to ask for anything. And it seems like they always need something. But I'm glad they ask me. And you know, as a parent, it's the desire of your heart to meet their needs. But how much more is it God's desire to meet our needs? How much more does God love us? And the Bible says we can come to Him with prayer and supplication. George Mueller, a great preacher of yesteryear in England, a man whose orphanages housed thousands of children in his day, George Mueller, a great man of prayer, said these words, "To care is a virtue. To foster care is sin. For each anxiety is to not trust in God, but to trust in oneself and to promote inner suffering, fear, and worry." God says if we're going to understand and know His peace on a daily basis, we must pray biblically. And the Bible indicates in verse 6 that we must pray and come with supplications. And notice what else it says in verse 6, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. My friend, no matter what's going on in your life today, no matter what may seem to rob the peace from your heart, there are always things to be thankful for. Amen? Always things to give thanks to the Lord for. And a dangerous place in our lives is when we fail to give thanks to God for what is going right. When we fail to give Him thanks for salvation, for the Word of God, for the health that He's given to us. And so make your request known with thanksgiving. We had a wonderful a night this past Friday night here on the campus of the church, and the Christian school put on some festival events and various games and this type of a thing. And I enjoyed just walking around fellowshipping with our church family and just having the opportunity to howdy with some folks and just see how folks were doing. And one of our members of our church who's here this morning, bless my heart, and he came up and talked to me briefly, and we were just for some reason talking about the subject of prayer. And he said, you know, Pastor, he said a year ago, he said it was kind of a challenge to pray for 10 minutes. He said, I would wonder to myself, what am I going to pray about for all that time, for 10 minutes? He said, you know, he said, 10 minutes is nothing. He said, I'm enjoying now my daily time in prayer with the Lord. He said, I just can't get enough time to pray and to really talk to the Lord on a daily basis. You know, I'll be honest with you, that was a real highlight for my ministry this year, to hear about a man who's learning how to pray and how that the time just cannot be enough in his prayer with the Lord. And I'm going to tell you something. If you and I would spend that kind of time with our Lord each day, there is a peace that passes all understanding. There's an assurance that comes into our heart because we know that everything's all right with our Father in heaven. If we're going to have the peace of God, we must learn to pray biblically. And that's what the Bible says, that if we will pray biblically, verse number 7 states, that the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, sometimes people say, my heart is so heavy. Sometimes people say, I'm losing my mind. I want to encourage you, friend, to bring it to the Lord in prayer. Pray for 5 minutes and 10 minutes and 15 minutes, and don't get up until that peace of God comes over your soul, until you're ready for that day, praying biblically. But not only does the Bible indicate that we must pray biblically if we want to maintain peace, but notice, secondly, we must think spiritually. We must think spiritually. Now, notice what it says in verse 8. And many of you have read this verse before. Years ago, we had this verse in a plaque right on top of the television. And I think you'll see why in just a moment. Let's notice verse number 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Now, we cannot have a corrupted thought life and be at inner peace. You cannot have a corrupt thought life and have inner peace. You cannot rest well. You cannot think properly when your mind is cluttered with an improper thought process. The Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And so the Bible gives to us in verse number 8 that we must be thinking spiritually. Romans chapter 8 and verse 6 states it this way, "For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." So the man who has a spiritual mind, who is thinking properly, is going to have peace in his heart. He's going to have this peace that passes all understanding. Now notice in verse 8, God's categories for right thinking. He says we're to think about things that are true. We're to think about things that are honest or holy. Things that are just. Things that are pure, not contaminated. Things that are lovely. Things that are of good report. Things that are virtuous. He lists here things that are praiseworthy, not gossip, not maliciousness. So many times people say, well, what happened at work today? What did they do to you? Did you hear about him? And let me tell you about this person. The Bible says we're not going to be at peace in our hearts if we take that in. We're not going to be at peace in our hearts if we're harboring things that are not virtuous and praiseworthy and lovely. Now, you see, we had that on our television. That's why the only thing we ever watched was Leave It to Beaver back then, you see. Because if you really think about it, you're going to have to guard what comes in through the eye gate and the ear gate. If you're going to think spiritually, you're going to have to be careful with those entertainment forms and with the things that people say to you and so forth. You cannot listen to abusive music or watch demonic movies or look at wicked things and experience the peace of God. It just won't happen. And I'm saying today, many times our children are nervous and they're having attention disorders and they're having struggles in their life because all they're watching are their television and Nintendo and destruction and blood and karate and killing and murder. And we wonder, what's wrong with our children today? I'll tell you why there's no peace with our children today. We are giving them a diet of destruction. They are not thinking spiritually. They are thinking carnally. And to be carnally minded, Romans 8:6, is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. And so we must understand the importance of praying biblically, thinking spiritually, and thirdly, living obediently. Notice what it says in verse 9. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. And what does it say here in verse 9? Let's read this last phrase together. And the God of peace shall be with you. Let's read it one more time. And the God of peace shall be with you. So the Bible says, if we will pray biblically, think spiritually, and live obediently, the God of peace will be with us. Now, sometimes you'll see a Christian and they'll be following, just like Paul says, the things they've seen, the things that they've heard, the things that they understand, they're doing that. And then that Christian comes to the place and says, I don't want to do that anymore. I'll kind of rewrite the script. God, I'll be as involved as I think I need to be. I'll pray as much as I think I need to pray. I'll read the Bible as much as I think I need to read. And pretty soon they start kind of, you know, trying to negotiate with God or something. And you know what happens every time in the life of a Christian who at one point was here and now they're starting this number? They can tell you all day that they're just doing great, but there's not the peace in their heart that they had when they were right here. Good morning. There's a lack of peace in their heart. Because all of a sudden, they're not obeying the Scriptures and they're not doing what God's Word commands them to do. And so the Bible promise in verse 9, the promise from God is that the God of peace shall be with you. But my friend, when we are disobeying verse 9, that peace all of a sudden is not there. And so the peace of an authentic Christian begins with salvation in Jesus Christ. It continues when we pray biblically, think spiritually, and when we obey immediately, we live obediently, then God is going to allow us to know His peace in our hearts. Now we see, first of all this morning, the prerequisite for peace is knowing Jesus Christ. Secondly, the priorities for growing in peace have been stated here in Philippians. Let's notice one more thing about God's peace this morning. The protection that we receive through God's peace. Now folks, please hear me this morning. What we're talking about today, if we'll apply it, you will be protected in your marriage. You will be protected in your family. Your children will be protected. You will live for the Lord in the future if we'll apply what we're talking about today. There is protection in the life of obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now you say, what do you mean by that? Let me share three verses with you. The protection is listed in our outline, letter A. Our heart is protected through prayer. Our heart will be protected. Now Philippians 4 and verse number 7 said something I want to come back to. It says, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding, notice this word, shall keep your heart. The word keep means to guard your heart. It means to guard your heart. So, if I spend time in prayer and I'm giving my burdens to the Lord, God's going to keep my heart. He's going to guard my heart. How many of you recognize Satan has fiery darts and he's trying to throw discouragement at you? He's trying to throw various temptations in the way. But when you spend time with the Lord in prayer and Bible study, you're setting up a guard around your heart so that His darts cannot penetrate. And so when it says to keep your heart, it means to guard your heart. And the peace of God will guard your heart. Oh, what a blessing when you have such peace with the Lord that you're able to recognize it and to enjoy it, and the devil does not come and take it away. Then notice another verse found here, Colossians chapter 3 and verse number 15 speaks about God's peace also, and it says, and let the peace of God rule in your heart. The peace of God rule in your heart. This word peace means to act as an umpire. To act as an umpire. Again, God's peace is protecting. God's peace is bringing fairness. God's peace is protecting your heart. And then the third verse is mentioned in 1 Thessalonians 5:23. 1 Thessalonians 5:23 says that the God of peace will sanctify your heart. The word sanctify means that He will set your heart apart. In other words, our heart will not be given over to the things of this world, but the God of peace will set us apart, and we will be protected as we follow His peace. When we start seeking fun and peace in the ways of this world, we're opening up our heart to the wrong things. You show me a man who has to listen to some kind of wicked tapes or watch wicked tapes to just relax, or listen to some New Age teacher just to kind of unwind, he's opening up his heart to the wrong influences. But you show me a man who opens his heart up to the Lord in prayer and to the Word of God, God says, I'm going to guard your heart. I'm going to be like an umpire over your heart to keep the wrong influences out. I'm going to sanctify your heart. How many of you tomorrow as you go to work would like to go to work knowing that God is guarding your heart? Well, why don't you invite Him in to do that through prayer tomorrow morning? Why don't you say, Lord, I ask You to guard my heart today. I ask You to lead me and guide me so that I'll be at peace all through this day with You, so that I'll be walking closely with You in this day. And then I want you to notice, secondly, our testimony is protected through the Word of God. Our testimony is protected through the Word of God. Now, I want you to read there in the notes, Psalm 119, verse 165. Psalm 119, verse 165, and it says, Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Prayer will protect your heart, but the Word of God will build an immunity into your heart that will cause you to be immune to reacting with pride or sin. In other words, the Word of God also brings peace into our heart. Now, prayer will give us a peace that passes all understanding, but the Word of God also gives us a peace. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. You see, the more I spend in the Word of God, the more immune to pride and to a reactionary spirit I will have. Sometimes you'll see Christians and they're so easily upset. And sometimes, I can't believe she did that. I'm going to give her a piece of my mind. I'm going to tell him what I think about it. And just at the drop of a hat, boy, they're ready to fight. But you know, God's Word says, Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And you see, as you and I spend time in the Word of God, all things are still going to be an annoyance, but not to the same degree, because we're at peace with the Lord. We're going to be able to have peace with other people as well. And so we have a protection through the peace of God. Now the Word of God will build that immunity into your heart. As you grow as a Christian, you should be becoming more and more stable, less and less reactionary, more of an immunity being built up towards those things that once bothered you, so that your testimony is strong and stable for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus said in John 14 and verse 27, Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Jesus Christ has promised His followers that we can have peace, not the world's peace, not a temporary fix like the alcoholic or the drug addict, but we can know a peace that passes all understanding. The prerequisite today for knowing that peace is to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, to know the forgiveness of sins in your heart. If you're saved today, you're thankful for it, you're proud of it, you're glad to tell others about it. If you're truly saved, you are not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And it's all because of the growth that is taking place in the life of someone who's applying the Word of God on a daily basis. May God grant you His peace and His mercy in this week. And may you open your heart to Him tomorrow morning through prayer and through the Word of God.
Well, you've been listening to Daily in the Word and the teaching and preaching of Pastor Paul Chapel, pastor of the Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College. Friend, if you have questions about how to trust Christ as your Savior, how to begin that personal relationship with Jesus Christ that you hear about so often on this program, we would love to visit with you about it. We'd love to talk with you about it and help you understand what it means to truly become an authentic Christian, a Christian who truly believes in Christ as the only Savior. I want to encourage you to write to us or email us or give us a call. I'll give you the contact information in just a moment. And we would love to visit with you about how to trust Christ as your personal Savior. We are very excited about some new resources that are being made available through our publications ministry. You can find links to these resources and more information when you visit us online at dailyintheword.org. When you visit the website, you'll find links to Dr. Chappell's most recent book. It's entitled In Desert Places, What Happens When Unlikely People in Unlikely Places Encounter the Presence of God. Friend, if you're in a desert place in your life, if you're in a place where you're wondering what God is really doing, if the canvas of your future is sort of blank and you're looking for the hand of God, this book will greatly encourage you. In Desert Places, it's available when you visit us at dailyintheword.org. Also on the website, you'll find links to the podcast, the daily broadcast, and recent broadcasts. You'll also find a link to a daily devotional, a free email subscription to that, and much more information about our ministry. Again, it's all found at dailyintheword.org. We would love to hear from you by phone as well. You can call us toll-free. The number is 1-800-201-7748. Again, 1-800-201-7748. And then finally, if you'd like to write to us, our address is Daily in the Word, 4020 East Lancaster Boulevard, Lancaster, California, 93535. Again, the best way to find out more about our program or about the ministry of Dr. Paul Chappell is to visit dailyintheword.org. Thank you so much for being a part of today's edition of Daily in the Word, and until next time, have a great day.